WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. Israeli air attacks pound more Hamas targets in Gaza. And CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem reports a full-scale ground offensive could come at any time.
The army says that it's carried out limited ground incursions with tanks and armored personnel carriers. They're described as probing missions. The idea is to try and gather intelligence on Hamas, where its hideouts are, where its tunnels are, and especially where those places are that it's holding more than 200 hostages.
A U.S. official says Israel has been advised to delay a possible ground attack to allow more time to secure release of those hostages. Reporting from Egypt, CBS's Chris Livesay has more on the latest efforts to get aid into Gaza.
For the third day in a row, a convoy of precious food, water, and medicine made it through that crucial Rafah crossing between Egypt and Gaza. Today, another 20 trucks. This is just a trickle, a drop in the bucket compared to the hundreds of trucks that were entering the Gaza Strip at this same crossing on a daily basis before the war even began.
CBS's Cammy McCormick has more on what the volatile situation in the Middle East means for some Americans.
With Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin warning of more danger to U.S. troops in the region, non-emergency staff have been ordered to leave the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. And in Lebanon, Americans citizens have been advised to leave because of what the State Department says is an unpredictable security situation and a dwindling number of flights.
The UAW says 6,800 workers at a Stellantis pickup plant outside Detroit have joined the ongoing strike. Correspondent Scott McFarlane is following along on Capitol Hill as House Republicans look to try again to choose a speaker.
Now the nomination process begins anew with nine candidates all vying for the job. All of them men, all of them members of the Conservative Republican Study Committee with a range of experiences and tenures as they seek a job that is second in line to the U.S. presidency.
Back from a vacation, Susan Hodgson found a family home in southwest Atlanta where no one was currently living had been torn down. She says a neighbor spoke with the demolition crew that did the work.
Said, well, look, I want to see a permit or something. And he said, okay. He pulls it out and he says, oh, I'm at the wrong address. And just packs everything up and leaves. And the house is down, gone. And
she's filed a police report. The company involved is said to be investigating. Checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 17 points, NASDAQ up 32. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Dane County Circuit Judge Frank Remington has ruled that the former state Supreme Court justice fighting a subpoena to appear in court over advice she provided Assembly Speaker Robin Voss on impeaching newly elected Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz will not have to provide testimony. Judge Remington ruled that he would first hear arguments on whether the lawsuit alleging open meetings violations by the panel of former justices assembled by Speaker Voss to investigate impeachment proceedings should be dismissed. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced the Wisconsin Anti-Human Trafficking Task Force has received a $2 million grant, which will keep it open for another 3 years. In a press release, Attorney General Call said, quote, building effective partnerships between law enforcement and victim service providers strengthens our ability to fight human trafficking. We look forward to continuing the important work of this task force for an additional 3 years. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day?
because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Want the Civic Media network of local radio stations here for you.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. 11:06, Greg Bach is on the board. Coming up at 11:30, we're going to talk about kidults. I know, Greg, how you love that term.
Kidults.
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 Kidults. Kidults.
Adults playing with toys. And I'm curious what toys you like to play with. So we're gonna kick that around. Coming up at 11:30, stay tuned for that. But right now, joining us on the phone, I'm very excited. She is Civic Media's meteorologist and has arguably one of the best names in radio, Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Brittany. How you doing?
Hello. I'm fantastic. How are you?
We are great. Thank you. And hopefully you are going to tell us now how we're going to have a nice, warmer than average winter and everything is going to be peachy and it's going to be nice by the end of March.
Oh, I love this. Everybody sets me up like that.
Because we are going to see there is an El Nino climate pattern for this winter, right? And we haven't seen one in about 4 years. So what does that actually mean, Brittany?
Correct. El Nino is purring out there in the Pacific Ocean right now. So what that means is basically, you ever heard trade winds?
Sure.
You know, they're along the equator. They're the easterly winds. Well, an El Nino forms when they're not very strong. Usually they're pretty strong. So they'll push this warm water off the coast of South Africa, and it'll push it away from the coast. That's your typical winter. Well, it's not happening. Now there's an El Nino. So the winds are weakening. They're sometimes even going backwards, which is why everybody's talking about this strong El Nino that's possible. And so what that means is the warm water is just going to be sitting off the coast of South Africa, closer to us in the Pacific Ocean. And as it does so, that warm water causes air above it to warm, rise, create precipitation, and that's going to shift the atmospheric circulation patterns across the world. So, of course, that affects us in Wisconsin slightly.
Yes, slightly. Well, we are part of the globe. So, yes. So, does it mean a lot warmer than average winter? But that tends to make me think that we're going to have more snow then.
Ooh, see, I like your thinking. You're one of the first to say that. So usually if you have warmer temperatures, you get the wetter, bigger snowflakes, right?
Right.
If it's really, really cold, you get those dry, light, smaller ones, and you don't get as much snow. Well, yeah, so what's going on? One, you've got the warming climate, right? So we've already seen anywhere from 1 to 5 degrees warmer temperatures each year. And then you put El Nino and a strong El Nino on top of it, which usually takes our temperatures about 1 to 3 degrees warmer. And then you've got that. So what we're usually seeing is the warmer temperatures where our overnight lows are. So it's not like we're going to get this warm spell of 60s in December or anything like that. Don't think that. I wish, right?
Right.
That would be nice. But no, I mean, we're still going to get our winter. What this means for us is the patterns, the jet streams are going to shift a little bit. So for December, January, February as a whole, it's looking like the Pacific jet stream is going to be lifted. So it's going to bring warmer air to us more often. And it's also going to take the precipitation, the low pressures, the whole pattern of where they go and strike and move it a little bit further north. What that means is it holds the cold snaps up in Canada. So that's how we're going to stay warmer. We won't see as many cold snaps and they won't last as long, but they're still going to happen because it's not just El Nino that we all look at. We also look at an Arctic oscillation, and that changes daily, monthly, seasonally. I mean, it's changing right now, actually.
Wow.
We're going to get a huge warm up this week, and then we're going to plummet down and maybe even see our first snowfall into the northern parts of Wisconsin by the weekend. So you can see how that changes. It allows a little dip in the jet streams on occasion. But what El Nino does is hold the pattern overall warmer, drier for longer. I don't know. It's hard to explain. It's one of the hardest things to really break down.
You need a chart. You need to have a chart so you can draw illustrations. But Brittany Merlot is our guest. She is the meteorologist for Civic Media. Delighted to have her on the show. And we're talking about this winter and how the El Nino is going to affect us. I'm always concerned, Brittany, again, when it's a little bit warmer, like you said, that's when we have what I would call the heart attack snow. It's like concrete. Yeah. There's so much moisture in it. You know, it's a pain in the neck when it's really cold and you have to shovel, but that stuff you can blow away.
Exactly.
Compared to that heavy wet stuff, right? So is that what we can expect, though? More of that heavy wet stuff?
Yep, more heavy wet stuff. More of the earlier season storms. You know how like we get one or two ice storms and we transition to snow, 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 snow. I think we're going to see more wintry mix, rain turning over to snow late at night, giving you that ice out there, flipping over to snow, then back to rain. I think we're going to see more of those for the first part of the season. And then we'll start to come out into those earlier in March. You know what I mean?
Right.
Not as long of a snowy season. So...
But that can be.
That's what I'm thinking. But our average. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that's going to make it tricky. That's when conditions, again, driving in snow is bad enough. But when you go from snow to sleet and then you warm up enough and then you freeze and then it becomes black ice. And I would almost rather.
Oh, it's the worst.
Right. I would almost rather get smacked just with a snowstorm instead of doing all that back and forth. It just makes it worse.
Why do we live here? Why?
Because the summers are beautiful.
Okay.
And the falls.
I also enjoy the winters. I would much rather have so much more snow. I'd rather have half the year winter, but you know, I know I'm not everybody.
But it's just part of it. And snowfall is also important as far as drought conditions go. Where is Wisconsin as far as drought goes?
Oh, last I looked, we were out of the extreme drought. Let me pull that up right now. But a good chunk of the state was still in about 68%. Let me get that update for you right now, though. Yeah, 68%, still in a drought. Only 3% in extreme drought still. So we're getting there, and we've got a lot of rain headed our way this weekend, that's for sure.
Yeah, because the rain's going to start, like, wet tomorrow.
Even today, for a lot of us, yeah.
I don't know why. It's like, blah.
Well, hey, you want here, listen to this.
Okay.
I'm going to use the S word. They're looking at snow accumulation throughout north central Wisconsin as soon as Saturday and Sunday. So before Halloween, we could see some snow starting to fall in the state. Isn't that wild? Already.
It really is. Although, looking back to when I was growing up, and I'm considerably older than you, Brittany, and I'm older than Greg as well, we used to get snow before Halloween. I can remember very clearly having to cover up my princess outfit with a winter jacket.
She had to bring the horses into the stable and cover the wagon.
When we were going trick-or-treating, because winters used to start earlier than they do now.
Isn't that crazy?
Now
you can just see that the warming climate, the El Nino on top of it, it's just going to be nothing like those old winters.
Oh, no. And that's what people complain about all the time. Like back in my day, there was real winter. It's like, I don't know what real winter means, but I'm kind of happy that I don't have to shovel in September.
Well, yes, that's true. And it's also good news that we don't have to worry about any polar vortexes, do we? Because we went through that a couple of years ago and I was working at a different radio station, and they would send me out on stories. Go talk to someone. It's 30 below zero. Everything is closed.
What do you think? It's cold.
It's cold. Why are you outside? You're insane. So no polar vortexes.
Oh, we're going to get one. We're going to get one or two for sure. It won't last as long this year, but we're going to get them.
Seriously.
Yep. That's all.
You should see Jane's face right now, Brittany.
I'm sorry. They'll be shorter. I think they'll be much shorter than what we've been. It's not going to be a 2-week deep freeze. I think it'll be a couple days at a time and snap back up to some average temperatures. So it'll be a mild winter.
A mild winter with a couple polar vortexes.
Just a couple.
And an El Nino running around.
A couple ice storms. El Nino on the loose.
But Brittany, isn't this why...
It's wild Wisconsin weather.
Right. But isn't that one of the reasons why you like being a meteorologist in Wisconsin? Because I've talked to numerous meteorologists over the years. The most boring job for you people would be like being somewhere where it's perfect all the time.
Oh, I'd be so bored in California.
Right?
I mean, I'll never leave Wisconsin. I love all these seasons, the extremes we get. I mean, people talk about us all across the country. I like it. I'm proud.
Yeah. I've often felt, you know, Hawaii would be like a death knoll for a meteorologist. San Diego, what fun is that?
It's 72. Again.
Retirement. And sunny again.
I remember running into a family from Atlanta, and they had no idea. They thought that we were like warm and very cold in Wisconsin. And I told them, no, with like in the later summer months, we get like high temperatures, high humidity, like, and we get very, very, very cold. Like we get the extremes of all of the seasons with the exception of spring. We never get spring anymore.
Yeah. We don't get much of a spring.
No, we don't. I don't like spring anyways. It's not my favorite. It's just like a wet, muddy snow melt kind of season. You can't go on the trails. You can't play in the snow. There's no sun. But, you know.
Well, Brittany Merlot here with her hatred of spring.
Anti-spring meteorologist, Brittany Merlot.
Canceled.
And we only got 2 minutes left, Brittany, but I have to ask you this. How many barometers do you own?
Jeez, Jane.
That's the first thing she's ever asked me. When I first met you, you're like, how many?
Brittany.
It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
It is. I've got four. I've got four in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
You scaled down?
Yeah.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
So we're down to four. That sounds manageable.
Yes. You got to have them. There's different kinds. There's just you got to have them everywhere.
Okay. Well, now we know what
you have.
I don't have a barometer.
See, this is where I can get another one.
Brittany Merlot is our meteorologist for the Civic Media Network. Brittany, thank you so very much to join us today to talk about what's coming our way. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Stay with us. We're coming up against the break. We will be right back. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin.
Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid new plans that we made.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
A sprinkle or two possible this morning with gradual clearing as we head through the afternoon. We'll get to around 60 for a high today. The wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 15. Tonight down to 50. Tomorrow, scattered showers, thunderstorms with a high near 70. Tuesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible with a high of only 59. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
I can make anybody pretty. I can make you believe any lie. I can make you pick a fight with somebody twice your size.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinier in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board, and you can always check in with us. Call or text at 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Just had Brittany Merlot on. She's the meteorologist for the Civic Media Radio Network, talking about the El Nino that is coming our way for this winter and what that's going to mean and what that's going to do. 262 says, Jane, just a couple of years ago, we did get 5 inches of snow on Halloween. It sucked. I don't remember that.
We push out all trauma, don't we?
Seriously, though.
Do you remember a couple of years ago when we had a 70 degree week in February? It was like 2018 or 2019. It was really weird. Like February, just the middle of the month. 70 degrees, and then it stopped.
Yeah, and then it stopped. Yeah. That's called the teaser week. And then it goes back to the regular February weather, which is what makes it last so long. It's just interminable. Another texter from the 541 says, meteorologists in Hawaii and in the southern U.S. only get paid for one day a year. That's when they record their forecast to be played every day for the next 364.
Are they hiring? I'll do that. It's nice.
It's nice.
It's kind of nice. It's going to rain a little bit. All right, I'm out.
Yeah, sunny and 72. Have a good day.
I mean,
thanks for joining us.
I got to say, Civic Media is lucky to have Brittany Merlot. She's funny.
She is funny.
She's fantastic. Yeah. Can't wait to have her back on.
Me too. And we'll have to do a barometer check because every honest to God, Greg, every meteorologist I have ever known has a barometer collection.
I mean, that was a very, I mean, I guess it made sense once you asked it, but I was like, huh?
It's her thing.
Yeah.
It's their thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We've all got our things.
And we're going to talk about that in the next segment.
Cadults.
Yeah, I feel like this is just you're just setting me up to look like a fool.
No, I'm really excited about this actually, right, okay. And I am somewhat now that I know how many sets of this thing that you have, I might want to borrow one.
All right, okay.
For a couple of hours of entertainment,
you'll get plenty.
Will I get hooked? Do you think?
I don't think so. I think you'll like it, and then.
One and done?
Maybe one and done, maybe a couple, but not what I did.
Okay.
Not what happened to me.
All right. So. Well, we got a couple of minutes before the bottom of the hour, and then we're going to move on to, again, the cadults and what toys you as an adult enjoy collecting and or interacting with. But in the interim, we talk about this all the time, how the two parties tend to be very different when it comes to holding members of their own accountable. Today, New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez was scheduled to be arraigned on new charges accusing him of violating a prohibition on members of Congress from acting as an agent of a foreign principal, where he is expected to be to plead not guilty. But he is in court, and he has been charged, and he has made pleas. Whereas we have George Santos, the Republican from New York, who has essentially lied about everything. His resume is made up. His family history was made up.
Goes by a couple names.
Yeah, a couple aliases, accused of stealing from someone overseas.
His campaign is apparently charging credit cards without notice.
Yes. Donors' credit cards.
Yeah. I mean, this guy would have been great in the 19th century.
He seems to be doing pretty great right now.
It's true, I guess. Yeah.
And no one is calling for him to step down, as opposed to when this news broke about Menendez in New Jersey and the gold bars and the $640,000 in cash that was found in his home. There were Democrats who were like, you should resign.
Immediately, too.
Yes.
Immediately.
And again, then we have George Santos, who's still out there. There's an article in Mother Jones. He was apparently speaking to this Mother Jones reporter and claimed at one point that the Chinese Communist Party is watching him so closely because he speaks out against them all the time. So they tried to retaliate by kidnapping his niece. He told this to a reporter at Mother Jones, that she was at a playground and she disappeared. And 40 minutes later, she was found with two men of Chinese origin, and they kidnapped her to threaten me. And so the reporter called the police, who said they investigated, and this essentially did not happen.
Oh, what?
I know.
What?
I know.
Jane, are you saying that Mr. Santos lied again?
I have a feeling this might have been a falsehood, Greg, which, again, I know you find shocking.
Was it pure fibbery?
Pure fibbery. I believe it was pure fibbery.
Pure fibbery.
Yeah, I believe it was pure fibbery. But again, no calls for him to step down. Nope. It's, and I do believe in due process. I hope Senator Menendez goes through due process. He gets to have a trial, and a jury of his peers will determine whether or not he committed these crimes. But that's called accountability.
Yeah.
That's called expecting members of your own party who behave badly to be held to account for that bad behavior.
And I guess the question I'll always have is, how did the GOP escape accountability every time? And yet if a Democrat sneezes the wrong way, they'll lose their minds and just and get traction and get news and get headlines. I don't understand it.
Well, we're coming up against the break. Stay with us. We want to know what you're playing with when we come back.
Oh, my God. God, Jane. 844-967-2789.
This is As Goes Wisconsin. You're listening on the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. Israel's intense air attacks continue in Gaza. CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
The U.S. has been pressuring Israel to delay the ground offensive so mediators can work for the release of more than 200 hostages held by Hamas.
CBS's Scott McFarlane has more on the nine Republicans who start the week looking to be House Speaker.
All eyes really are on the secret ballot voting tomorrow. They may be able to prune some of those names down and make this more of a two or three person race. and then a favorite can emerge.
6,800 Stellantis truck plant workers near Detroit have joined the UAW strike. In Atlanta, Susan Hodgson can't believe it. A demolition crew went to the wrong address and tore down her family's unoccupied home.
It's just hard to believe. Somebody just thinks they could got the right just to come up and tear something up and just walk away from it and leave it. And no, come back, say I'm sorry. And what do y'all need to do to fix it?
CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
93.5, The Tap.
Live or whenever you want, from anywhere, for free. Live or...
Welcome back to Ask Us Wisconsin. Jane Matner in for Kristen Bryant. Greg Bach is on the board, and we are always open to taking your calls and your texts at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Just a reminder, Kristen is joining us now from home with the baby on Wednesdays from 10:30 to 11.
The baby that I got to hold.
I got to hold her, too.
I wasn't an announcement of that wasn't towards you, Jane. Okay. I was excited. Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
And she said you were a natural.
Yeah, because I'm she great did. With kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Very cool. So anyway, if you want to see little Frankie Lou, little Francis, you want to make sure and join us on Wednesdays from 10:30 to 11 o'clock when Kristen joins us while she's on maternity leave.
Yep.
So Great article in Axios that actually she had pointed out. Toy makers, Greg, are tweaking products to cater to the tastes of adults.
It's about time.
From Gen Z to senior citizens. So for the last several years, and I this is the first time I've heard of this term, kidults.
I hate this term. It's the first time I've never heard this term before, and I find it dumb.
Kidults are teenagers and adults who like cartoons, action figures, board games, building sets, and puzzles, and are driving and have been driving global toy sales. Now, I know while we were in lockdown under COVID, a lot of people were buying jigsaw puzzles.
Yeah.
You couldn't even find jigsaw puzzles.
Yeah.
Because so many people were snapping them up.
Yeah. I didn't do
That's not your thing?
Not my thing.
You're not, but you do have a thing.
I do have a thing. Another kind of puzzle.
What's your thing?
A puzzle from a Nordic land, a Scandinavian land. I'm a adult fan of Lego, an AFOL.
And it's Lego only. There is no S.
If you say Legos, I swear this show is over. I'm burning this stage to the ground, and I will not be held responsible for my actions.
Because there's no plural?
There's no plural. It's just Lego. It's
okay.
Yeah. Don't make that face at me.
It's pretty harsh there, Mr. Bach.
I'm only upholding the rules. I didn't make them up.
All right.
Take it up with the Lego Corporation.
Lego has an Icons series of products aimed at adults.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is $680.
That is the Titanic.
It's $680.
It's amazing. It's huge. It's awesome.
How big is that thing?
It's almost as big as the real thing.
Oh, it is not.
No, it's a very large set. They got various football fields, so like soccer fields, European soccer fields. They have the Parthenon, I believe they have now.
Wow.
I mean, their sets get real crazy, but I don't have anything of that size yet. You want to do that, you want to display it. Like, my biggest set is probably the typewriter that I still actually haven't put together yet because I got it when we had moved. So I actually have a bunch of unopened sets in box. I probably have about 10 or 12 sets that are unopened versus the 40 that I've already done.
Wow.
Yeah. I got into it in lockdown. I was bored. And my friend Mike Hover, who's a terrific, amazing comedian from Chicago, said, he's like, do you want to just get on Instagram Live and build some sets? And I'm like, that sounds amazing. So, you know, it started for me real small. Like, my sets were all like 300, 400 pieces, took about 20, 25 minutes to put together.
Okay.
And we'd sit there and talk. And if you wanted to watch us, you could, but no one watched us.
No one was watching the Instagram Live of Greg and his friend play with Lego?
No, then no one cared. But it was fun for me. And then I just started to get more and more into it. And I started buying more and more sets and, you know, I put together some pretty cool ones too. Like, I've done the International Space Station. That's a really fun one.
Wow.
The James Bond Aston Martin car. And my favorite's the White House. I did the White House on Joe Biden's inauguration day.
Did you finish it all in one day?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I finished that one in a day.
And so now are they displayed all over your house?
Not at the moment. They're so lazy. They're in boxes right now and they will be displayed eventually. But yeah, the car, the ISS and the White House are the three that were really fun to put together because they just look amazing.
I bet. Yeah. I bet they do.
Yeah.
And how many hours?
So when I used to put them together in one sitting and that would be like anywhere 3 to 5 hours. But what I started to do is I started to break it up into an hour long. So in the morning before work, I'd get up, I had my station, I'd build for 1 hour and that's it. And then usually it took me anywhere between 4 to 5 days at 1 hour a piece.
Okay.
Because also, especially with the White House, lots of tiny pieces and they will irritate your fingers.
I bet.
Yeah, so.
Because my brother had a set when we were kids. But again, this is a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
Before they did any of the fancy sets.
They've always done sets.
Have they?
Yep.
It just seems like they've gotten so much more sophisticated.
Oh,
now.
Yes. Yeah, because, I mean, they have people. If you go to their Lego club, you can see people submitting their own sets to the company, and the company will then okay them and then put them out.
That's cool.
It's very, very, very cool. But Lego has always done sets, and it used to be very town-based.
Okay.
You know, it's the city fire department.
Right, and, yes.
You know, that kind
that
of
thing. That I remember, yes.
In the past, like, 10, 15 years, with all of their licensing agreements, Star Wars, sure. Harry Potter, Marvel, I don't know if they have DC, but, like, you can also get into a very, very, like, these cars that are called Techniques that have far more in them than a regular Lego set. I mean, my friend built a Technique car and he goes, it was the most interesting build that I hated all the way through.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah. But I just I don't like being called a kidult. I'm an adult who likes to play with these things or do these things. I feel like that's insulting.
I would agree with you. And it's almost like, I mean, isn't being a crafter kind of playing with things too?
I mean, that's the thing is I'm putting together a piece of art that someone put together. And just because it's, you know, some people see it as aimed towards children that, I mean, I don't know. I think if you enjoy it, go for it. And you shouldn't let anyone like give you that title. Like, I don't call myself a kidult. That's one thing. That's not a word. And never let it be a word. Like Legos is not a word. But
as we've learned,
yes, I'm very, very specific, but it's just, I don't know. I feel like we should be celebrating the art of play and we should be embracing it.
Yeah.
And by throwing a label on there, you're like making it seem almost like funny. Then
you're like toy shaming them.
Yeah. Almost. Yeah. I mean, people make fortunes off these things. They buy them, they put them away. They sell them 10 years, 15 years down the road. They make a lot of money. They put them together. They're in their homes as pieces of art, and they are art. Someone designed them from top to bottom. And that's my job or the other person's job. If this is your thing, of putting it together and doing what you want with it. My friend Caitlin, who works with me at the club, she puts her sets together, leaves them out for like 5-6 days, takes them apart, puts them in bags, gives them to her nephews.
Oh, that's yeah. Sweet.
So we all have a use for them, and let's just be accepting of that.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. What do you like to play with? Or do you have Lego? Do you have puzzles? I know that there's a lot of people who I believe are collecting Barbie movie related things now.
I mean, the same thing with Star Wars memorabilia. Like people have their things. And I would just say this, as long as it doesn't make you go broke or destroy relationships, do it. Be happy and be fun.
Well, there are far, far worse obsessions to have than building, you know, toy model sets and and things like that. That's not such a bad way to kill some time.
Do you have anything like this?
I've been trying to think about it. I don't. I mean, again, I would effort a Lego set if it wasn't too big.
All right.
You know, it's got to. I don't want to overshoot.
All right.
The first time around,
folks. All right, we're gonna do this right now. We'll do a little interview with you. So let's say, what do you want to say, like a 500 piece capacity? Do you want 1,000?
I think 500 is a good place to 500. Start.
Do you want something to, like, you want something that's branded, like a Harry Potter thing or a Marvel thing?
I would lean more Harry Potter.
More Harry Potter? Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Because I know people who know people, and I've got gift cards. I got gift cards. So, all right.
I know you hate kidults.
I don't hate kidults. I hate the term.
You're going to hate these terms, too. Rejuvenals and adult essence.
What? That's
adult essence.
That sounds like a
important marketing category beyond toys.
Adult essence sounds like a 24 hour store essence. On the freeway.
They had a toy fair in New York City. They do this apparently every year where they're now more companies are displaying their eldertainment wares.
Not everything needs a word.
These include animatronic companion dogs and cats.
Okay.
I've seen those.
Yeah.
Which I think is a great idea for seniors who can't have pets.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of adorable. I don't know that I would call it a toy.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
It's a companion.
Yeah. But also it's not considered, is it considered a toy fair or is it considered just a...
It's a toy fair.
Okay, well...
They also planning updated versions of the Game of Life, Scrabble, and Trivial Pursuit with easy-to-grasp pieces and bigger fonts. The Game of Life is the most boring game in the world.
So is life sometimes, the real Game of Life, Jane.
And we played it as kids.
Yeah.
And the best thing about it was the spinny thing. Yes.
Yeah, that was the only thing.
That was the high point of that game.
We played Sorry a lot in my family. It's an easier game, simple pop-o-matic bubble,
right.
That kind of thing.
I don't think we ever finished the Game of Life.
Do you know what you... Oh, no, we never do until we're dead. I think that you would very much enjoy, and I think it's already happened this year, but the Brick World convention. It's a Lego convention.
Okay.
And you get to see individuals who have built cityscapes. I mean, this is not just like, all right, get the box, open it up, look at the instructions.
Right.
In my opinion, genius to put together and craft and create these cities that could fit inside our studio rooms.
Wow.
I mean, there was one I saw where he rebuilt all the Frank Lloyd Wright houses.
Oh, cool.
I mean, like, it is that deep in the details.
But these people must be engineers then.
I mean, I don't know what they are, but they're pretty cool people. They make some fun stuff.
And when is this convention?
It's usually, I think, late summer. So maybe next year we can... It's our own fact-finding mission.
Yes.
Live from Brick World.
Oh, I'm telling you. Yeah. That could be doable.
And apparently, you know, folks, are you not playing with anything? Because you can call us and tell us.
41% of parents, according to a survey by the Toy Association, 41% of parents have bought toys for themselves in the last year.
We got a comment on the live stream from Sarah. I currently collect Funko Pop. I got some of those. Those are really fun. Everything from Joan Jett and Cindy Lauper to the show that rhymes with Bits Creek. I'm not going to say that on the air. And The Witcher, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, too. Those are wonderful. Funko Pops are fantastic.
I don't know what that is.
Do you see Sarah's little icon there?
Yes.
That's what the Funko Pops look like.
Is it an actual doll?
It's just a little doll. It's plastic. Doesn't really do anything other than just looks cute and is awesome. And people collect them crazily.
Is it kind of like a Beanie Baby crazy?
Yeah, they're better.
Because that did not turn out well for all those people who thought that they were going to retire on their Beanie Baby.
I made money on it.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
You made money on Beanie Babies.
I did. A lot of money.
How many did you have?
I used to work at a place that had them, that sold them. I didn't steal them. I bought them.
But you had the inside track.
I had the inside track.
Oh.
And I made money.
Oh, well. Little entrepreneur over here.
That's right.
All right. One more break to go. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We are on the Civic Media Radio Network.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. Doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
A sprinkle or two possible this morning with gradual clearing as we head through the afternoon. We'll get to around 60 for a high today. The wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 15. Tonight down to 50. Tomorrow, scattered showers, thunderstorms with a high near 70. Tuesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible with a high of only 59. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bryant. Greg Bach is on the board, and you can always chime in, call, or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Talking about this article in Axios and about toys that are aimed at adults. Eldertainment, which Greg hates. Kidults.
Ugh.
Don't like that one either. But we were talking about Lego. See, I stopped myself. I said it correctly.
You did, and I appreciate the respect you have for my love.
and asking you what toys do you play with? 844-967-2789 from the 920. As a kid, I was a serious collector of football cards. Then I got out of it for quite a few years, but now my two daughters are actually showing some interest in card collecting, so it looks like I'm taking up the hobby again. But collecting cards of all types is actually somewhat big business. Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
Kristen's
gosh,
husband does.
Yep.
Does cards.
Yep.
He does sports cards.
Yep.
And that's another thing. Again, I always knew was a thing, but I guess I just did not appreciate how big.
Yeah, until you see like, oh wow, I missed the boat.
Dexter sent in from the 262. It is a link for the London skyline. For a Lego set for the London skyline.
That's a beautiful one. That's a beautiful one.
I bet.
There's a London one. There is, I think there's a Dubai one. New York. They got a bunch of them. They're beautiful.
Cool.
And the ones that aren't official are super cool. You like, someone just did Dante's Levels of Hell. I'll show it to you later. It's amazing.
That's remarkable. And yeah. Is this all on Instagram?
It's Instagram, the internet. People just making sets for whatever they want to do.
Making up their own.
Correct.
Because I saw one over the weekend, and it's got to be 5 feet high.
Yeah.
And at least 3 feet wide. And it's a Rolex.
Yeah.
Made out of Lego.
Mm-hmm.
It's astonishing.
Yeah. Really cool.
It is. It's just remarkable.
It's also very therapeutic. I forgot to mention before. It's very therapeutic.
Except for the finger injuries.
Well, you get used to those.
Do you develop Lego calluses?
Lego callus.
Legosis.
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 I have legosis. No, sir. You have legoso.
You have legoso. I'm so sorry. Lynn from Oconomowoc. My daughter assembles wooden moving puzzles.
Cool.
Yeah, that sounds cool. And I play Word Trip on my phone, which is negatively affecting my eyesight. And the Lego Titanic from the 541, the Lego Titanic is 18 inches tall, mm-hmm. 7 inches wide, 54 inches long.
Yep.
Bigger than Frankie.
Way bigger. You can fit like 5 Frankies in
oh
the
my
Lego
gosh.
Titanic.
And maybe we just need to stop thinking of toys as only for toddlers.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what it is. I mean, and I don't know, just a way of, yeah, that's the thing is like, if someone does woodworking, I'm like, that's great. Does it? I don't think of them as any more of an adult than someone who's like, oh, I build Lego and it's in my basement. I got a great collection. It's like, oh, that's your hobby. It's a hobby.
It's a hobby. It's a craft.
Yeah.
It's a thing. Okay. A couple other things we want to get to before we have to wrap it up here and turn things over to the Todd Alba Show.
You mean bring him back?
Bring him back at noon. Associated Press, press reporting that guard dog Bobby of Portugal sadly passed away over the weekend in a veterinary hospital. He was 31.
Man, why you gotta bring me down?
He had a great life. Are you kidding?
I know, but I'm looking at getting a dog. And
that's a 31-year-old dog is 217 years in human years.
Whoa.
31 is in.
I think that's the other way. I think it's the other way around. 231 in human years. That's an old dog.
That's an old dog. 31. I mean, my dog Pierce was 18 and a half.
Yeah.
And that was pretty old. But to make it to 31 is just remarkable. His owner says Bobby's secret to a long life was good food, fresh air, and lots of love. Bobby eats what we eat. He had never been put on a leash.
Wow.
So Bobby took over from the previously world's oldest dog, Bluey, an Australian cattle dog who died in 1939 at the age of 29. And he held that record for almost a century. So whoever is going to be coming up behind Bobby has really got their work cut out.
Well, Bobby, we give you a 21 bark salute.
Oh, absolutely.
Woof, woof, woof.
Woof. And we wanted to talk about blood.
Yes, we love blood here at the show. Blood.
We're pro blood. We're pro donating blood.
Ah, I read that wrong.
Yes. You're donating today.
No, next week. Next week I donate. Next Tuesday I give my dual red donation, which is a very important one. It's not like a whole blood donation. They actually, you sit down for, it's not like platelets, but you do sit down for a while. They take out whole blood, whole red cells, and they use it for what they need. So I'm going to say what I said last time when we were doing the campaign. If you are available to donate, if you are an eligible donor, it would take one donation from every eligible donor in this country a year. One donation a year.
Just one.
And we would never have a shortage again. That's what we're looking at right now. So if you can donate, do it. I mean, and here's the thing is, you're not getting paid, you're donating. But, you know, sometimes they have fun prizes.
They have snacks.
They have snacks. They have juices. They have string cheese. Sometimes they have t-shirts and water bottles, but you're not doing it for that. Do it because people need it. So if you can donate blood, please, please, please do it.
I don't know that I've ever heard that statistic before.
They told me that last time I was there, and it blew my mind.
Well, that's really something to think about. Yeah. Again, if every person who is eligible to donate in this country just did a donation once a year, we would never have a shortage of blood.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to have to call now and make my appointment.
There you go.
Because, I understand people's fear of needles. These people are so good.
Yeah.
They really are. Their phlebotomists are so good. You will never know that it even happened.
You're going to turn your head. You're going to look away for a moment. You're going to look in there. It isn't there. And if you're just donating a pint of whole blood, you're going to be in and out in less than an hour.
Oh, absolutely.
And you have the time. You have the time.
You can make the time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, coming up tomorrow, Dan Schaefer will be here from 10:30 to 11 o'clock as we recombobulate. I highly encourage you to subscribe to the recombobulation area. And my guest host for Tuesday, Dominic Salvia from Devil's Advocates. So I hope you can join us tomorrow morning starting at 10 o'clock. Stay close. The Todd Alba Show debuting at noon. That's on the way next right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. 93.5, The Tap. This is 93.5, The Tap. You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.